Youth and its many dalliances lead in circuitous and serpentine routes to the mess in which we find ourselves today. Innocent excursions into the wider world, setting forth from the virginal territories of immaturity, can cast the die for our full sentence as quasi-sentient beings. Some of the activities in which I engaged as a callow boy, and I feel sure some of those in which you participated, do, on reflection, seem ill-advised, stupid, dangerous. One particularly influential force on your scribe was the time I blithely pissed away in the service of Mun Radio, the campus radio station at the Memorial University of Newfoundland. Would I be where I am today? Would I be the person I am? Would I have done everything in between then and now I have done had I not opened a microphone pot on the old McCurdy control board in the Mun Radio studios? We disc jockeys rented basement dives, ingested huge quantities of industrial-strength chemical transports and Kraft macaroni and cheese, discovered tequila, listened to endless hours of terrible rock music, read Plath and Sartre and Chairman Mao, laughed at both Marxes and Lenins, grew our hair long, razzed the engineer's frat, stuffed Volkswagens, and did our laundry at home. Those were, in a tired but apt cliché, the days. Now that conduit of seasoning, that maturation process, is under serious threat of being squashed through a self-important, short-sighted, Paul Martin-influenced budgetary decision by a bunch of play politicians. The student council at Memorial is considering taking Mun Radio off the air, and it is a wrong-headed decision. Mun Radio has produced more quality on- and off-air broadcast people than... And it's completely unfair of those trying to close down the station to use me as some sort of negative example. Mun Radio's presence has been felt in every radio, television, and newspaper office in this province. It developed skills and lifelong addictions that have produced an impact on communications and media second to no other organization that churns out people of the word, the sound, and the picture. It is a most accessible contact between the halls of academe and the sty of society. Mun Radio, a small but important column upon which is built an edifice of progress, the Fourth Estate. Don't remove the plinth for the sake of the volute.